Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. So for those who don't know, what is anorexia and how does it affect daily life?
So anorexia is a eating disorder that is basically stemmed from, the result of, starving yourself to obtain a goal that basically gets carried away and in the past has been labelled as a mental illness. However, with this new research that's come out, shows that there is now the genetic link.
Right. And so just going back before we discuss the new research, how the stigma, why is there so much stigma attached to anorexia?
With the stigma that's being attached to it, there has been, I don't like to personally give stigma any airtime. I openly like to talk about it. Anorexia being so complex often is very misunderstood as it's a very functional illness that can easily go undetected as physical appearance isn't always the predominant indicator, which most people may think. There seems to be this idea around anorexia that the individual with it, they just choose not to eat and it should be fixed by just putting food into their mouths. But it runs a lot deeper than that. And typically the person can be a high achiever in nature, very driven and functions high levels on a very decreased intake.
Right, right. So what does this new study tell us about the disorder that we didn't previously know?
So it is showing that there is a genetic link. With anorexia, it is a very complex illness, so there's many factors that make up the illness. So with the genetic link, it now proves that there is something in the body and something science-based as opposed to, the rap of just falling under the mental health umbrella that it has in the past.
Right, okay. And so do you think this has a chance to kind of decrease, lower the stigma attached to the disorder?
Absolutely. I think now that, with the awareness, we now have a new insight and more incorrect information around the illness, and it'll reduce the stigma that anorexia is the choice, which is really far from the truth. Having the new information that anorexia has a strong genetic link may start to change the view of the illness and being classified as a mental health issue, but rather acknowledge how deeply it stems, Julia.
And so how can we educate others to make sure everyone's aware,
Keep the conversations going. It is a complex illness and it often can be undetected, and it's great that we've got this new research. I think that we're in for exciting times. So if we keep the conversation going, we keep bringing out the research, we start to get to the bottom of this and knowing that it can affect people. It affects now up to 16% of Australians. So
wow.
Large target audience there. So if we keep the conversation going, that we do start to know more about it, that we can start to come to better recovery solutions.
Yeah, totally. Well, Lexi, thank you so much for all the work you do. It's great work you do. And thanks for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Julia.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.